Second Peter 1. What we saw in this, that he went way further than just the resurrection. He went all the way into the second coming. When they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were witnessing the glory of his second coming. In fact, Peter wrote about it. Peter writes about it here in chapter 1 and chapter 3. He spends the whole chapter, because I write this epistle to bring you in remembrance of his second coming. And he's talking about the glory of the second coming. And then Peter says this, which is very powerful, verse 16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We made known unto you the power, say power, and coming. You can write second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not the rapture. That's the second coming. Amen. So you got the rapture when he comes to get his church, the second coming when he reveals himself to the world, and the battle of Armageddon, the whole thing. He comes as a glorified king. Everything's about his kingship in the last hour. But we were what? Eyewitnesses of his majesty. We saw his majesty. He didn't reveal himself in the early church as the majestic king. He revealed himself as Savior, as the apostle and high priest. He's revealing himself in the last hour as king, the majestic king. Or you could say the majestic glory, because that's what Peter saw. We said, we're eyewitness of his majesty. He says, we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from him from the excellent glory. Most of your Bibles, if you don't have a King James, which you should have a King James if you go to this church, if you don't have a King James, you actually have the right interpretation. Most of your Bibles say majestic glory. It's one word up from the word before. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And he says, we heard a voice from the majestic, say the majestic, the kingly, the sovereign. This is all speaking of the glory. See, there's different glories in the Father. See, this is my beloved Son. This voice which came from heaven we heard, which with him in the Holy Mount, we have also now a more sure word of prophecy concerning his second coming. That sure word of prophecy means we have a confirmed word. It's more than just a word, because we encountered it. We saw it, we heard it, we experienced it. Isn't that amazing? God took them all the way past us. Those guys saw the glory that we're waiting for right now. But we're not waiting for it anymore. We're going to it. Because that's all I needed. I said, they could see it, I can see it. They can be clothed in it. They can enter in that cloud, I'm entering in that cloud. That's where my faith is right now. I'm wanting to into the cloud of the majestic glory. Amen. The cloud of the majestic glory, that is the kingly glory belonging to the final church age. Christ will reveal himself to his church. He'll reveal himself to the world as the King of Kings. And he'll rule and reign with that in the millennial reign for 1,000 years under that kingly majestic glory, which they saw all of it. They don't even know what they were looking at, because they were still thinking he was going to be a king in the earth, you know, and they're looking at his glorified, majestic glory. It's the only way I can describe it, is the majestic glory, which is amazing. And so this is what we're focused in on now. This is where we're moving. The Lord said, I pray you be with me. Here's how I do it in my prayer, because he's moving us in such extreme levels right now. He says, I pray you be with me where I am in the Father, that you may behold my glory with the Father. Amen? Well, there's all kinds of glory to behold, but the glory we want is the glory on him which is to come. Amen? Moses saw the glory on him that was, and then we can see the glory on him that is. That's when we go into the Father of love, and I've been in there for a whole year. Praise God, and man, he can do a lot in that. I mean, you can accumulate fast here. You can move very quickly. It's not linear time here. It's all the spiritual time. You can move very fast in the Lord, especially with this kind of light and revelation. You can move in leaps and bounds, but if you start sleeping, if you sleep, then you miss it. Amen? You miss a week, you can miss a month. I mean, it's just that way with the lights moving like this. I don't like missing a day. I can't stand it because there's so much that happens. It builds you for the next day. Whatever's taking you out now will take you out tomorrow. Amen. If it's taking you out now, it'll take you out tomorrow. Whatever's distracting you now will be there at your doorstep tomorrow too. So you have to learn to conquer and overcome all that. Amen. When you do, this is where we're dwelling in the majestic glory. So the Lord said, I pray you be with me where I am. Glory to God. So the majestic glory, I pray you be with me where I am. He didn't limit where he was in the Father by that statement. He put no limitation where he is in the Father, where he is in that which is to come, that which was, that which is. You can be with him in any of those places. Amen. It's the part of the Father that he actually reveals. Amen. That you get to move into. You cannot move into any area. I've told you this forever, unless you can see it. How do we see it? We see it by the revelation of the word or these mysteries. As these mysteries unfold, there is a place in the Father called the majestic glory, which Christ dwells. He received honor and glory from God his Father. Watch this. Go real quick to Matthew. Matthew 17 is what? After 6 days, Jesus take Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them high mountain apart. It's transfigured. So that's 17. 16 comes before 17. There should not have been a break here. This is part exploded Sunday morning. We got to this part. But I think some people missed this part I'm about to share. So look at verse 28. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The scholars, they all did not know what to do with this thing because they're thinking, okay, they won't taste the second death. They call it, but no, he was talking about death because there's some among you, you will not taste death till you see the Son of Man coming. He's talking and referencing the second coming, coming in his kingdom. Amen. And there was three, but he didn't say there's three among you because then they'd all be fighting about who's the three. He just said there's some among you, and he was talking about Peter, James, and John. You're not going to taste death until you see the Son of Man coming. Now see, Peter saw the Lord 6 times in his resurrected state. In his post-death, he saw him. He appeared to him 6 different times. This was a 7th time, but they saw him more than this, his resurrection. They saw him in the glory of his second coming. Is there some of you going to not taste death? You see the Son of Man in his coming glory and what he will return with. What Peter witnessed, the whole book of 2 Peter, the precipice of that entire book was this encounter. He had no other encounter that he spoke of, speaking of the second coming. And he actually talked about way past. I don't know how far the Father took them that day. He went past the second coming. He went past the 1,000-year millennial reign. He was talking about the earth burning up with the elements of the heat. When he got into the Father, there's no telling what all the Father gave him that day. But he wrote it in his book. He put all of that in 2 Peter. It all came from this transfiguration encounter. Amen. I think God blew their top off. Amen. They got caught up in the glory of a glory. They didn't even know he was going to be resurrected. And God took them way beyond. That's what God likes to do. He wants to take us way beyond where we're at. He wants to astonish us. When we dwell in God, he wants to astonish. We need to be expected to be astonished by the Father. He wants to take us out there. Amen. He wants to show his glory, and Jesus wills it. Amen. But look at verse 27. He said, for the Son of Man shall come, return, second coming, in what? The glory of his Father with his angels. This is the majestic glory that Peter referenced. Say the majestic glory. He's returning in the glory of a king. He was the glorious Savior. He's the glorious high priest, but he returns and he reveals himself in the last hours, the glory of the king. Amen. The majestic glory of the Father. He wills for this last day church to be with him where he is in the majestic glory of the Father. He wills for the Father's house for us to open this up. Amen. He has chosen us to see this. I don't know how many other are out there. I don't have the Elijah complex where, you know, I'm the only one that's not bowed the knee. You know, there might be 7,000 others out there, but I know he showed it to us. Amen. And he wills for us to see it, to dwell in it, to go apprehend it, to lay hold of it. It's in front. How many of you believe it's in front? It's been described as the white horse, the running of the white horse. The crowning of the church, the 7 spirits of God, the second coming, all that's in front. But we're not no longer limited by time. Amen. That's the whole part. I will you be with me in the majestic glory. So you got to shift your faith. Get this point. You got to shift your faith. You don't have to just be with him where he is now. Since he's revealed this, we have a right to go and be with him where he is in the Father. Amen? In the majestic glory. So everything right now for me is shifting now to the majestic glory. I found the place in the Father I need to be. This is the place we're going to be crowned. Amen? This is the place Christ is crowned. This is the place we go to. So as we enter into the majestic glory, what we're entering in, we're entering into a state of joint heirship. When we're in the Father that is, when we move into him as in love, we come to him as son. I don't come to him as a joint heir and say, love me as a joint heir. I come to him as a son. I don't start talking about vision to him when I'm in the beloved. That's a different place in the glory. See, it's a different place in the Father. And when I come to be loved, I'm not having my constitution and all my stuff that I lay all that down. I say, God, I'm just coming to be loved. Hold me. Embrace me. One of my favorite things ever is the Father just to embrace me. Hold me in your embrace and the warmth of his embrace. That's the Father that is. He's loving me where I am. Amen. He's loving me as a son. Amen. I'm not an orphan anymore, but he'll love you as an orphan. Praise God. In fact, he calls you. But when we move into him that is to come, we're coming in now to a state of joint heirship because we sit with him in the reigning glory, the majestic glory. We're entering into Christ, his crown. Now, I want you to share all this to you because I want you to see this. This is the Church of Philadelphia. I'm setting before you. This church was given major revelation. I'm set before you the open door. I have the key to the house of David, which I sit on his throne on the right hand of God. I set before you an open door to come and sit with me. Amen. This is also the majestic glory. So he's asking us to come and sit with him in the glory of his Father. Amen. So I pray you be with me where I am in the Father, that you may behold my glory. What glory? The glory my Father's given me. We just saw he will come in the glory of his Father. So I pray you with me to behold the majestic glory. You see how the word is defined an area there? I'm focused on the majestic glory. See how the words define this realm of glory? I'm a joint heir. I can come and sit. You set before me an open door. These are the words I hold. You set before me an open door. That open door. Now, where am I going? I'm going to go sit with him in a coming glory for everybody else. But it's not a coming glory to me. I have access to him that is to come. Amen. He says, I am he that is to come. I'm not he that will be revealed later. I am he that is to come. So I have a right. We have a right to come and sit. This is how God is teaching and training and equipping us to move. We've identified a position maybe outside of time and future, but it's not outside of us because we have a right to sit as joint heirs. Amen. Because he wills that we be with him where he is. Amen. In the glory of his Father, we've identified a new glory. Had we not seen this? This is why I got so excited. See, when I see these revelations, I don't just get excited and run around. I have now a compass. All of these revelations become a compass to me. They become a compass for my faith to go and get it. Amen? That's all he's got to do is show me it's mine, and I can go get it. Not go get it, I go dwell there. Amen? So we go and dwell in the glory of his Father. I come in the glory of the Father. Come and sit with me and be crowned in the majestic glory of the Father. Everyone will eventually get that crown, but we're forerunners. Amen? We're pioneers. Praise God. That's how you go get it. The Lord said, if you want something your generation doesn't have, you can't wait for it. You got to go get it. You got to go out in front. Come on. Praise God.
It's actually a spiritual insight. I'd like to see if Cody can come up here for a moment. Because what you've acquired in 30 years, he is operating in after 3 years as a new believer. So I was going to have you come up here and just share for a couple of minutes how it is that the Lord began showing you that which you've been seeing and how you enter in and how you put this into practice. Okay?
Awesome. Well, pretty much it just came down to seeking the Lord first. Before I do anything, before I look at my phone every day, I give the Lord time first. I don't check my Facebook. I don't check my email. I wake up. I already have my alarm set on my coffee maker, and I go straight into the prayer closet. And sometimes it takes a minute. I have to just, he's mapped out the entire pathway of God that we're supposed to enter in through this process and through these different revelations. So first, I come boldly into the throne of grace and I have those scriptures and I just hold those scriptures until I feel that I'm clothed in grace. And then I just ask the Lord, what do I do next? And he said, you're going to come with me to the rest now. So I just see the tree.
Point. Because he's waiting on the Lord to move him. If you do that, you'll land a lot better. Sometimes you'll go out in front of the Lord. If you go out in front and it's not opening, go back and let him lead you. Okay, continue. That's good.
And as I'm waiting for that unction for the Lord to just lead me in to the presence of the rest, I try to focus on the glory of the tree of life. And I'm focusing on all that imagery that you're holding in your heart. And then once I feel that I'm clothed in the rest, and I just keep circling over that, and I just keep holding it and holding it until I feel the presence of rest and I'm dwelling in it. And then he's like, let's go into the lilies. And that's where I've been kind of camped out lately, is just kind of holding the lily, just kind of understanding the nature of the lily and how it's receiving the glory of the Father for us. They don't toil. It says, consider the lily in that scripture. So I'm just considering the lily. I'm holding it. And sometimes I'll actually see myself go into this lily. And while I'm in the lily, it's coming inside of me. And I'm just holding that lily and I'm feeling it. And now I'm just like waiting for that embrace to come around me of the Father. And that's where I'm at right now, just trying to move into the Father. It's a high mountain to climb. You got to give yourself at least 30 minutes to an hour to even get to that point. And you have to give the Lord time first in the morning, because if you wait until the end of the day, you're going to be sucked up with all kinds of distractions and all kinds of things that aren't really, you're not going to be able to enter into that place. So you have to really focus.
That's amazing, because there's a lot of good points there. What a good student. Praise God. Now, some of you, God will have a grace if you have to get up like at 3 or 4 in the morning for your job. He totally understands that. But if you have time to get up this time, because I tell on, I get one shot at this. If I blow it in the morning, I already know where I'm at. I don't get it. Some of you might get a second chance, but not to go to the high mountain. I can't. If you can, God bless you. But if I don't do it the first time through, if I don't get there, I don't get there that day. I've tried it. Sometimes I've gone back 2 or 3 times and I just can't get. Some of you might be able to do it. I can't. I try. I know that first time is everything. It's not legalistic, but it's definitely, it has everything to do with discipline. Amen. And there's a discipline to move into the mountain of God. But if you do, you get the goods of that day. Whew, there's nothing like it anywhere. To come out clothed in him, there is nothing like that anywhere, anyhow. Amen? To move up into that place. But the more we do it, the more we're going to be able to freely move into these areas. Amen? Hopefully, there come a day, it won't take us this long. We'll just be able to step in. Amen? But we're paving it out in the Spirit. But we know what's there now. We know what's in the majestic glory. There's a crown there. 7 days of light are there. It's all there. Amen.